Thou must love me. Let it be for naught except for love's sake only. Do not say, I love her for her smile, her look, her way of speaking gently, for a trick of thought that falls in well with mine, and certes brought a sense of pleasant ease on such a day. For these things in themselves, beloved, may be changed, or changed for thee, and love so wrought may be unwrought so. Neither love me for thine own dear pity's wiping my cheeks dry. A creature might forget to weep who bore thy comfort long, and lose thy love thereby. But love me for love's sake, that evermore thou mayest love on through love's eternity. Margaret Lindsay speaking, and you're listening to Words with Music. I've just read for you a sonnet from the Portuguese. I'd like to read you some more of my favorite poetry. I hope you'll like them. Good to be out on the road and going one knows not where, going through meadow and village, one knows not whither nor why, through the gray light drift of the dust and the keen cool rush of the air, under the flying white clouds and the broad blue lift of the sky, and to halt at the chattering brook and the tall green fern at the brink, where the harebell grows and the gorse and the foxgloves purple and white, where the shy-eyed delicate deer troop down to the brook to drink, when the stars are mellow and large at the coming on of the night. Oh, to feel the beat of the rain and the homely smell of the earth is a tune for the blood to jig to, a joy past power of words. And the blessed green Calmley meadows are all a ripple with mirth at the noise of the lambs at play and the dear wild cry of the birds.
Thank you.
For hours and hours I could not sleep. I counted horses, goats, and sheep. I heard the clock strike 4 and 5 and counted every beast alive. Zebus, Amos, yaks, and ewes, enough for 77 zoos. Lions, tigers, droves, and herds, serpents, insects, fishes, birds. A zoological survey I made before the break of day, and when there wasn't another sheep or bug to count, I fell asleep. By all the trumpets of the sky arrives the snow, and driving o'er the fields seems nowhere to alight. The whited air hides hills and woods, the river and the heaven, and veils the farmhouse at the garden's end. The sled and traveler stopped, the courier's feet delayed, all friends shut out. The housemates sit around the radiant fireplace, enclosed in a tumultuous privacy of storm. Come, see the north wind's masonry. Out of an unseen quarry, evermore furnished with tile, the fierce artificer curves his white bastions with projected roof round every windward stake or tree or door, speeding the myriad-handed, his wild work so fanciful, so savage, naught cares he for number or proportion. Mockingly on coop or kennel, he hangs Parian wreaths. A swan-like form invests the hidden thorn, fills up the farmer's lane from wall to wall. Moger the farmer's size, and at the gate a tapering turret overtops the work. And when his hours are numbered, and the world is all his own, retiring as he were not, leaves when the sun appears, astonished art to mimic in slow structures, stone by stone, built in an age the mad wind's night work, the frolic architecture of the snow.
Thank you.
Sea is flecked with bars of gray. The dull, dead wind is out of tune. And like a withered leaf, the moon is blown across the stormy bay. Etched clear upon the pallid sand lies the black boat. A sailor boy clambers aboard in careless joy with laughing face and gleaming hand. And overhead the curlews cry, where through the dusky upland grass young brown-throated reapers pass like silhouettes against the sky. Words with Music, poems were by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, John Masefield, Samuel Hoffenstein, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Oscar Wilde. Music was played by Milton Charles at the organ. This is Margaret Lindsay speaking, sending you greetings and her best wishes. The Armed Forces Radio Service.
No, 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 no.